If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on a lovely Wednesday, hump day! How'd you do, Leroy? Did you sleep better last night with no armor on?
Yeah. Slept better, got a regular shirt on. Yeah, I slept good.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
That was salacious right there.
Went to bed a little earlier. Got comfy. Oh, it was great.
Didn't watch Michael Peterson blow it for the fish. You got it.
Oh, my goodness.
Hard to be mad at him. He's been really good this year, but...
The thing is that... And we're going to see this with the Dolphins. The margin for error is really small. So that, like, if we have a guy who's been great for a month and then has a couple of bad days, it hurts a little bit more. It affects you a little bit more because you're dealing with those small margins. Like, when the Marlins have a game where nobody strikes out, but every ball is hit right to somebody. Right? And it's hard not to get frustrated, but I think that's just where this team is, and we'll see it again with the Dolphins.
I get you. I mean, it's bullpen. It's I think anybody deals with that with bullpens. It's, you know, it can be
right,
a
but when you're right around 500 and you're three back, you need it a little bit more.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're always usually counting on him. He's been nails all season. But you know, as it is gone, these first two games, you have a lead, you had that Bobley play. It's a pretty frustrating last two games for the Marlins to drop. They fall further back in the wild card, you know. So today is as must win as it gets for the Fish. They got Sandman on the hill today, but a very frustrating place in this. I mean, like, you really can't afford to get swept. I think that if you finish 3-3, that's fine as a road trip. They haven't been a very good road team this year. So you come back and you try and do damage against the Nationals, but you really got to get this Sandy game. You know, you had the hard luck one to start off the road trip where you lose 1-0 with him. But that's a frustrating one. There's no doubt about it. You know, even with you know, the Phillies lineup, you take a lead with them. You have one of your guys who's been so nails for you all season, and he gets beat around a little bit. That's frustrating, man. No doubt.
Yeah.
So that was a tough one. Headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Kia. At a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
How are you feeling today? Everything is swell. Are you excited about football? Where are you at right now?
I'm feeling good. I'm excited for real football.
Yeah.
Which we're still a whiles away from that.
I know. It does feel like a long journey to get to some football that matters. You know, we got this joint practice tomorrow. Then we got the second preseason game, which kind of feels like the wild card. Who knows what they're going to do with that one, if they're going to play anybody. Weird time, too. A 4:00 start. I was like, I was confused yesterday. I was like, I was getting ready for another... I thought it was Saturday night for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, the pregame's 2-4. I was like, 4:00 pregame, preseason. That's a little bit weird.
Yeah. On a Saturday? Right?
It's Saturday? Yeah, it's weird. Usually that I feel like strange. Preseason is strictly night when it comes to the Dolphins. They try and avoid those. Because that's going to be a terrible game from a weather standpoint. 4:00?
That's So here's the deal. What channel are they on? Because it might be a thing where they have two games and they have an early one and a late one.
I'm assuming they're on CBS locally. I mean, that's when they're they usually CBS broadcasts all the Dolphins games.
Yeah, I know, but you know, you understand what I'm saying? Like maybe they're going the old doubleheader preseason game or something like that. Because there's a reason why they schedule.
I feel like if anybody does that, I feel like that's like I know NFL Network and ESPN have been broadcasting a ton of them, but I think I don't know if the Dolphins are one of those games that's getting right. picked up. I would doubt it. But I think locally they're just on CBS. I don't know what the reasoning is for it, but it is weird.
Other than you want to see how hot they could possibly get the players.
Yeah, let's see if we can melt everybody by the time we get through that game.
It's on NFL Network.
Okay, so Leroy's theory may be correct. Mm-hmm. Maybe a double dip on NFL Network.
Yeah, it just usually whenever we've seen a schedule, you know, during the week, because when I played with the Vikings, our games changed a lot. We got flexed. And you see an odd time, we always knew right away we must have had the early game or the late game. Like, it's just an odd, you know, like when you play on the West Coast, if you play the night game, your start time is 5:30, right? Or 6 o'clock. You're like, oh, we must have a late game or something, or a prime time game. You just know from the time. So that would be my guess, is that it's on some type of broadcast where there's a late game after that.
Did you see last night that the Brewers beat the Mariners 22-0?
Oh my goodness.
And then
everybody got a hit.
Did you see what Julio Rodriguez did?
No.
Oh my God, it was so terrible. So they're losing, it might have made it 21-0. I think they were losing. No, I think it was 19. I think it was 19-0 at the
time. Is that when the center fielder comes in and pitches?
They definitely had a position player pitching. I don't know who it was, but the guy, he flies out to center field, and Julio Rodriguez, really good player. I love Julio Rodriguez. And there's one out, and he catches the ball and throws it into the stands.
Oh, so that makes it 22.
He just, yeah, just keeps, people just keep scoring because he just completely forgot what the count, like how many outs
probably
there
was
were.
So long since they got an out, if it was 22-0.
Yeah, probably.
He's like, hey, Julio, that was the last inning, buddy.
He's like, you just see, oh no. And Yelich was the one who hit the fly ball, and he's just howling with laughter as he just sees the guy just throw the ball into the stands. That's got to be the most embarrassing thing as a baseball player. Just forgetting how many. Everybody does it as an outfielder.
They do it. Yeah. It's like a rite of passage.
Usually the center fielder is the guy. Yeah. Usually the center fielder is the one who goes, hey, one down, two. We got two.
Yeah.
So he just had a complete brain fart.
We would always make fun of the guys that did that, that made the announcement how many outs, you know, because they got the signal. Two down. We got two. We got two. Until you see that. Like,
it was rough. Mariners, not exactly having the year they had last year. Yeesh.
And that's the weird thing about, especially baseball, because you can go on a run where your bullpen's fire, you're winning all these close games, because say what you want, there's a lot of close games in baseball. And things just go your way. And you look at your season after it's over and say, if these things had gone wrong, we'd be 20 games under 500. And everybody just ignores that.
Well, yeah. I mean, and the other thing is their MVP candidate is playing like a bum.
Yeah.
You know, so. Like,
does he even have 10 home runs yet?
I think he may have 10 home runs.
Barely, right?
He may have 10 home runs, Cal Raleigh.
He would go from 60 to, now, some would say. That when you go from 60 home runs to 10 past the midway point,
mm-hmm.
How'd you hit that 60?
Very interesting, right?
We got a little Anderson situation with the, what was the Orioles?
Brady
Anderson.
He was
a leadoff guy that hit like 50 home runs.
Or Dan Uggla on the Braves. Oof. Yeah, I don't know.
Dan Uggla on the Braves, it looked like he was swinging a cypress tree.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Couldn't get that bat to move at all.
Anyway, Weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Beat the storm. Schedule your free roof and window estimate today. Call 954-968-8155. I'm almost scared to look at the forecast. We had a hundo yesterday down here, didn't we? First time in history?
Yes, we did.
Or first time in history in a while?
Mm-hmm.
87 degrees, feels like 92 with a high of 93 officially today. Yeah. Hot. Maybe some rain later on tonight. Take a break. More to come. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. And before the season even kicks off, everyone's making prediction. Who wins the division? Who makes the playoffs? Who's lifting the trophy at season's end? On Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform, you can trade those predictions in a live market. Now everyone thinks Miami's going to stink this year, and that it's a rebuild. But if you think that they could surprise the people, currently trading at 9% on Kalshi to make the playoffs. So a $100 trade gets you a payout of over $1,000. But you don't even have to do that. You could do the win total. If you think Miami just has six wins or more, that trading currently at 29%. So a $100 trade gets you a $350 payout. That's all there for you on Kalshi, where you're trading against your peers in the live market, meaning there's no house, and as the probabilities change, you can buy in and out of your position. You download the Kalshi app, use my code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi, trade on anything. 18 plus only, restrictions to eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory. Dolphins going to have a joint practice tomorrow with the New York Giants, as they'll have their second preseason game on Saturday afternoon. Big news of the week was that Chris Bell was activated, and this was the Dolphins' rookie wide receiver, which then now that's becoming a room. All of a sudden everybody's getting very excited about with Caleb Douglas making big plays. Kevin Coleman's back on the practice field, and of course Chris Bell is working his way back.
It's not as bad as everybody previously thought before the season started.
Yeah,
before it started practice.
Yeah, right? It seems
there's going to be a lot of that.
Could be.
I mean, I'm starting to see, you know, signs of. It's not as bad as people thought on the D-line. It's not as bad as people thought on the offensive line.
Oh.
Right?
Did you see?
So, let's give it some time. Now, I will say this. The problem with young guys, okay, you hit that wall. You've never played this much football in your life. So, around Thanksgiving, 1st of December, bodies start getting a little broken down. And what's different about this team than other teams that they may happen to is that you're going to be playing veteran minutes as a young player. So we might notice it a little bit more. As the season goes on, some boneheaded plays because they're just exhausted.
Interesting.
So, like, yeah, it's like, think about this. Well, now they're playing 15 games in college.
Some of them.
But keep in mind, you'll probably get 3 to 4 weeks worth of breaks during the season.
Right.
You have a couple of bye weeks. Then you get the break from the playoff schedule. So you don't get that much time in the NFL. You go, and then if you're a rookie, they're playing you a lot in the preseason because you got to get up to speed. It's a lot of football. So, you know.
I felt like a lot of veterans were playing in that second half because they were like, all those guys on the prove-it deals were definitely having to prove it.
But they're trying to make the team.
I know.
That's why.
I know. It was kind of weird to see, though.
And think about this. This is going to suck for the veteran guys. But the better or the closer the young guys get to all he needs is reps to be better, the way this year is going to go, they might just go with the young guys and take their lumps.
Oh, 100%.
And say, right. And so there's a lot. there's a lot going into it that I was on. You know who I was on the who I did an interview with yesterday? Amber.
Really?
Yeah.
You did ESPN Radio yesterday?
Yeah, and I told her before I left, you know, I had to say stop stealing my chicken wings.
Of course. Amber Wilson was notorious for that. She was a vulture. And she said that they didn't count either because Amber was a real health nut.
You know what she would do? We'd order, me and Tobin would order wings, like just a table full of wings. She'd go, give me a lettuce wedge, right? We'd go to the bar to get a drink, come back. She got barbecue sauce all over her face. Mm-hmm.
Red-handed. She goes,
it don't count because it's not my order.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the legalities in Amber Wilson.
Yes.
She got loopholes.
So one of the things that I said was, it might be an advantage for Halfley to come in with all these young guys because they haven't been ruined yet. And the way he teaches them how to play and prepare might be the only way they ever learn in the NFL.
Sure.
Like, they haven't been with another. Let me tell you. When Belichick came in and I had been with a coach that was kind of laid back, we didn't even stay in the hotel the night before the game. Right? So it was kind of, you're a professional, be a professional. And I'm like, I don't even trust me to do that. Like, I ain't there yet.
At least you know you.
So by these guys being young.
You just freeze up on us? Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah.
He was making great points, too.
He really was.
He was waxing poetic on football expertise, and it was really great. And I was like, man, this is football. There you go. He's back. Hey, what's up, buddy?
All right.
So you're talking about the hotel.
These guys being young.
Yeah, these guys being young.
Yeah, we didn't stay in the hotel the night before a game, my rookie year. And so therefore, guys, that's why we're 3-13. Right? Halfley comes in, he teaches them a way to prepare, teaches them a way to play the game, teaches them the demands of what it's gonna take to be a professional, right? It's the first way that they learn in the NFL. So sometimes being young and having a new coach that's doing it the way Halfley's doing, they haven't been corrupted. They haven't been corrupted by the NFL yet with what you can get away with. You see what I mean? So it might end up being the best thing to happen to the coach and the players.
I definitely think that's going to be part of the encouraging thing about this year is, like, one of the best things of being a sports fan, like, everybody wants to win championships. Everybody wants their team to go, far, obviously. But watching young guys develop, I think, is sometimes the most fun as a sports fan because you just kind of get to see the beginning of the ride. I think that's always an enjoyable part, whether that's, watching the young Marlins develop. Even last year, right, with some of the Heat players, getting to see them do their thing. Like, I think those are fun games. And so this is a bit of a year where everybody is expecting the Dolphins to be terrible. Everybody does. Everybody in Vegas thinks they're going to be terrible. Everybody thinks that they're not going to do anything. And look, objectively, if you just look out from they have a very, very tough schedule. It only seems like it gets harder as the year goes on. So who knows? But they don't know.
See, here's the thing. They don't know that.
Well, we don't know that because it's like it's one
no,
of these.
No, I'm saying the players don't know that. These guys that are just getting into the NFL.
Sure.
Don't know how tough the schedule is. They don't know who. All they know is they're out there competing against the guy across from them. That might be a blessing. Now, here's what I would say. They could be the biggest surprise of the first 2 months. Don't get disappointed if in December they say, oh, reality set in. It might not even be that. It might be they're just out of gas. The excitement of playing your first NFL season, you don't pace yourself. You're like, yeah, man. By the time I got to Thanksgiving, I was punch drunk for reasons I can't even explain. I'm like, wow. Because when I played, my last game of the year was the weekend before Thanksgiving. That was the Ohio State game.
Right.
And we didn't play again until January 1st. We had practices, right? And so now I go into the NFL, and that's just past the midway point.
Yep.
So yeah, there's a.
Yeah, what, he got like 6 weeks left after that of games?
Yes, yes. So, I'm not, the thing is that with the uncertainty of how these guys are gonna play, but seeing some of these guys perform in the least little bit, I'm not just gonna dismiss it as, oh yeah, they're gonna be bad. People are saying they're gonna be bad because they don't know what these guys are gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
But who's to say the three wide receivers and Chris Bell, whenever he comes back, who's to say that's not the core for the next 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, I think that's right? I think that's the whole. Who's to say that Malik Willis isn't a lot better than everybody expects?
They're just chalking it up to. And here's the deal. Is this team going to look better just by having a competent quarterback playing 17 games?
I would think so.
You see what I'm saying? Like, he don't have to have the numbers that Tua has. But to be there every week, is this offensive line going to be look better with no injuries?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. Is like, I feel like a lot of the concern is on the offense, and I feel like I have more concern about the defense. Like, the defense is one of those.
I would say the secondary. I still have questions about that. But here's the deal: with what you're seeing up front, could that be a mask? Could that hide some of the deficiencies you have in the secondary? This is how football is.
See what Zeke Biggers said yesterday?
No, what did he say?
He was talking about his teammate, Jordan Phillips, and apparently Jordan Phillips has a nickname.
Jordan Phillips. That's a dog. Stout run defender. He kind of developing in the past as well. So kind of he's one of those guys, like, freakishly strong. Like, you would see him hold up 600 pounds with one arm. He holding up people crazy. So he's always been a guy that's kind of very, we call him Freaky J because he's freakishly strong. So no other reason. No other reason.
Does that push you?
Freaky J.
That's, yeah. Everybody has a couple of those guys on the team where you look and you see them work out, and they may not have the body type that we all expect. You know, people think strong people have muscles. But I've told you all the time about these offensive linemen and defensive linemen with bad bodies, and you don't want to know part of them.
Freaky J sounds like a Pornhub category you'd find on Mario Cristobal's search because he loves.
Or you hear him basketball.
He loves trenches.
Yeah. So I'm like, so there's promise. I think my promise is a little bit different because I kind of understand what everybody's going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But again, a blessing in disguise is the fact that a lot of these kids and these young men have not played in the NFL before. And their first introduction to the NFL is Halfley, who's teaching them how to be consummate professionals.
Do you think Halfley calls him Freaky J?
Huh?
You think Halfley calls him Freaky J?
If everybody else does, he would.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody else does, he would. Not, see, here we go.
Don't start.
What?
Don't start.
Right. That's his name.
Don't start.
Yeah.
Way too early for
trenches
that.
Are for champions. It's not fun.
Yeah, unless your guy, look, you know when it's fun? When you see your offense or your defensive line just dump truck another line of scrimmage, and then that's fun. Bet you they had fun in Detroit.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Bet you they had fun in Philly. Well, I'm not going to even count Philly. Like, push. They don't never have fun.
Tush push.
They won the Super Bowl and didn't have fun.
No, they're just miserable bastards.
Right. So I'm that's why it's hard for me. Just seeing what I've seen, and I don't listen to what people write. I really don't. Because the things that I've just talked about, nobody has written about that. Nobody has written it. As long as they've been around football to understand that aspect of it, that when you're new to something, right? So, for example, if I bring in a new board op and I say, Tobin, you train them, right? Or I say, Brittany, you train them. How they go about learning is going to be different.
Oof,
it's going to be different because you guys have two different approaches.
I don't know if I could train a board up anymore.
Well, you know what I mean.
It's been a while.
I mean, listen, I think you could still do it. Robbie trained Jennifer.
That's fair. That's fair.
So like, if it ends up being a dumpster fire, like, I want to see the promise of these young players developing. And if they should happen to get off to a fast start because of the energy and the youth, I'm not going to get overly carried away because it's a long season. And you're going to get mad at me, right? You're going to get mad at me because you're going to start doing your thing. And what? I'm going to say, stop it.
What thing? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, so you say I'm going to get overexcited? I'm going to do that thing?
Yes.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I understand. Okay. Kirk Cousins early on, some Jets games early on, you know, but TCB.
You know what? The most important thing is not – it matters, but I don't want everybody to get too caught up. After a game – win or lose, I don't want to come in and say they played poorly but got away with it. There was no energy. There was no this. There was no that. They looked unorganized, right? You know, if everybody's organized, everybody where they're supposed to be, if the quarterback looks competent, making right reads but maybe not making the plays, right, that means everybody's in line. And you can win games that way. You don't have to be the best team if everybody is in line.
Stunt Steve says, I was trained by Slim and Robbie. Surprised I lasted as long as I did.
Wait. I ran into Slim.
When?
He's a teacher.
He is?
Yeah.
I miss him, man. I gotta reach out to him. I haven't talked to him in a while. I was terrible at training, quite frankly.
Wait, no. You know what? I'm confusing him with Chris.
You confuse him with Chris Cochran?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Chris Cochran's a trainer. I know he's a teacher.
No, he's a teacher. He was a teacher at my daughter's school.
Isn't Ken Heinrich a teacher too?
I don't know.
We got to do where are they now?
Chris Cochran was a teacher at my daughter's middle school.
I know that he's a teacher. Yeah, he's a good teacher. He does like themes on his classroom and stuff on social media.
Yeah.
We need to do a Where Are They Now? 7 Eye of the Ticket producers. Doom, doom, doom.
I was
a terrible trainer. Because I wouldn't let them do anything, to be honest with you. I'm like, I wasn't going to let.
Because you didn't want to be on the hook for it.
Yeah, I just like, you just watch me. I'm not going to, you're not touching the board while I'm doing the show. Sorry.
I honestly, I feel the same way.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
When they ask me to train someone, I'm just like, you're going to watch me do this, but I'm doing this.
Take notes, but don't touch anything.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't. They're like, oh yeah, Tobin will train. I'm like, I'm not gonna let him do anything though, because I'm running the show. So
yeah, I'm like, you can cut the audio, I guess. Pause it.
Yeah, you can
make a new audio file.
I was a bad trainer. Right. If it was hands off, like if I had a chance, like, you know, but I didn't. You know, that's not their fault.
That would require extra time.
It wasn't my fault, though, because what they did was I was supposed to, like, right when I was producing mornings, I was supposed to get help, and that never happened. That's how radio worked. They're like, oh, he can do both jobs?
When we first started doing the show, he would produce the morning show, then we'd do our show, and then he would go to games.
That's
like
insane.
It was like, holy smokes. I'm like, yo.
Yeah. Not healthy.
No, that's not healthy.
Not healthy.
Because just doing this show and then doing a Heat game after puts me in major sleep debt. So.
Heat jail.
What?
Take a break. That was 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by the invitation to the Lexus Summer Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through August 31st. We're back after this. Oh, very exciting day tomorrow. Very exciting day tomorrow. Serbia and France. Cannot wait. Serbia and France in a pre-World Cup qualifier friendly. I cannot wait. Jokic versus Wemby and Rudy. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Honestly, like, it's going to be one of those big-time matches. We're going to get to see a little something from Jovic going up against Wembanyama. Very excited about it. I don't know what network it's on because I don't think it's on the network that I have a subscription to. So I got to find a feed for it to serve.
So basically, France. You're going to get another subscription.
I don't know, because I don't think that they have like a U.S. subscription. I may have to find a link to get this one. The good thing is, candidly, I don't think YouTube cares about Serbian links, so they usually like will allow those streams on there. So hopefully I could just find a YouTube link and watch it from there. But man, I am hyped. We got a home and home. Serbia, then they go to France. I mean, this is as big as it gets. Two of the big international powers, and Jovic is right in the middle of it. How are you not excited for that tomorrow afternoon? Why are you laughing at me, Brittany? This is tantalizing.
It's not tantalizing.
It's so exciting. We have so many big time hoops matchups coming up here, and you can't say. I mean, Wembanyama. You know, you wouldn't be, if I just told you tomorrow there's a basketball game on and it's Jokic versus Wemby, you wouldn't be excited?
Yes. But I would ask in the NBA. I mean, obviously I know it's not.
Well, no, it's not in the NBA. That would be my surprise. Like, no, it's not for the NBA. It's for international pride in a friendly.
It's a friendly, Tobin?
Yeah, it's a friendly.
They're
warming up.
Get out of here.
But but here's the thing. There are no friends at international games.
Hey, so is Brittany considered a yum yucker?
I guess. I mean, you guys are all yum yuckers when it comes to my international hoops. There are no friendlies when it comes to international hoops, all right?
Wait, crowded go. I bloody love basketball. First of all, who says that?
That's
you, my friend, are officially insane.
Why?
I know.
Why am I insane?
Dude. Because you're watching a Eurobasket friendly.
For Jovic, though. For Jovic versus Wemby. I mean, that's going to be fun.
But it's a friendly. If you would have told me that it was for actual World Cup qualifying, I would say, okay, maybe I'm interested.
They don't play France for World Cup qualifying.
Well, clearly, they're playing them in a friendly.
Let's see. Who
are they even going to play?
Yeah, Wemby's going to play. Yeah, I think Wemby's going to play. He's at camp, so I think he is going to play. Which I was excited about because I didn't think he was going to play, and then I was like looking at this isn't going to help my case.
You're only digging yourself deeper.
So I went to the French Instagram page, the France basketball, and Wemby and Rudy Gobert and Evan Fournier are all in camp together.
You're seeking this stuff out, too.
Well,
Because
I had the same questions you guys did. I was like, oh, is Wembanyama playing for France? Like, you guys have the natural questions. I have those questions as well.
I didn't have that question. I didn't care.
I had that question.
I understand. Yeah, Brittany had that question.
Did you want to see the matchup?
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute, is he even playing? So that's how that came up.
Oh my goodness.
What's the problem?
No, you've just gone off the deep end.
I don't think I have. I want to watch Jovic and he's going to play Wembanyama. They don't call it
friendly.
Yeah, friendlies. Well, there are no friends though. Like I don't know if you guys know this, the F in FIBA does not stand for friends.
They take their friendlies very seriously.
They do take their friendlies very seriously. They do. They do. So, I just Be forewarned.
Like the joint practices?
No, because then that would just be a stupid joint practice. This is a game with pride on the line. That's the only thing. You're lining up pride versus pride. France,
you know what?
Versus Serbia.
Now that you mentioned those joint practices again,
yeah.
I'm still annoyed by this.
What?
Him saying, guys playing in two games. You don't – there's I went over it in my head, right? There is no way in hell in either a practice or a preseason game that anybody's playing 40 plays in either one of them.
Right.
That just doesn't happen.
No, they've all become cowards. They've all become cowards. Because let me tell you something. That's not how they're going to act in Serbia, France. All right? Check ball. It's going up. And let me tell you something. This new Serbian coach, he's really trying to make a name for himself. I'll tell you something about the Serbian coach too, because they got rid of Coach Pesic because he lost to Finland. You know, he's getting a little long in the tooth, Coach Pesic. The new guy, handsome. I'm going to tell you, sneaky handsome for a Serbian coach, and he's trying to make his way as the young whippersnapper of Serbia. So he's got to make a name for himself. And if they can come out here before the World Cup qualifiers and smack France right in the face, because mind you, these were the top three finishers in the Olympics, Leroy. USA, who's not in these games. Then you have France and Serbia. Pretty big deal. You can scoff at me all you want, but I'm telling you right now, this is a big matchup coming up tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Oh, my man.
I'm only seeing this old man.
Yeah, it's not him. It's not. That's Coach Pesic. He was the old man. He looks like Serbia, though.
Yeah.
He looks like Serbia, or older man. He goes, ugh, enough of coaching. Bogdanovic, same thing every game. Dribble, dribble, brick.
Is it this Dusan guy?
I don't know his name. I'm just like, oh, it's handsome new Serbian coach.
It seems as though it is him.
Serbia's got two speeds, handsome or run down. That's basically how it rolls. Schmiedin says we are witnessing a cry for help in real time. I don't understand. I don't want any help, though. I just want to watch. I'm just going to watch some basketball.
Like if this were crack, we'd have an intervention.
I'm not watching it over football. I'm not watching it over baseball. It's a completely fun
event. It's in another country and it's in different hours.
Right, so what's the harm? What's the harm? Why won't you join me? What's the harm?
It's Euro basketball.
Yeah, but it's a friendly against France. I mean, these are two of the superpowers of the world, dude. You wouldn't want to watch Real Madrid versus, I don't know, Man City, whatever the good teams are from the other countries.
Not in a friendly.
Why not? They do friendlies over here all the time.
But, like, that's not... It's not
even if you knew that the stars were playing, even if Holland was playing.
Because I have to imagine that they're not going to play the entire game.
Oh, they do play the entire game. They're not deep enough to not play the entire game.
But it's a friendly, Tobin.
Doesn't matter. They're trying to get ready for World Cup play.
Usually with friendlies, don't they try to get everybody some action?
Not really. No, you guys are thinking of like, this isn't like UM versus FAMU, all right? This is not what this is for. Like, maybe Nikola Topic will get some time later on, you know, if they already have the game in hand. But no, like, the main players are going to play. Bogdanovic, Jokic, and Jovic, dude, against Wemby, Fournier, and Rudy Gobert, I hope. But why would they be practicing if they weren't ready to play? It would seem a little silly.
Because Wemby's the best player in the NBA.
Well, we'll see. I mean, that's gonna be determined tomorrow in the friendly who the best player is. In fact, I think it changes the 2K ratings.
Oh, I don't think that has any bearing.
It does. I think
on
it does.
The 2K ratings.
I think it has a bearing on the 2K
ratings.
Oh,
it
has
no bearings on the 2K ratings.
You guys sit here and you mock me, but like you could. What would be the harm of you guys tuning in and be like, you know what, Tobes? You were right. That's actually pretty entertaining.
Because I have to. Here's the thing. If it was accessible. Mm-hmm. But I have to go find a legal link to go and watch this game.
I could find an illegal link. It'll probably be on YouTube. They don't care. I'm telling you. They don't care about Serbian links.
And what time is it at?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. If it is on courtside, I'll share my password with you. But I don't think it is.
Hey, you know what? That's the one thing that you offer.
Every
game.
Time.
And nobody
ever takes it. Nobody takes me up on it. Nobody wants my password.
We're good.
And like, when has anyone turned down like a streaming service password these days?
I don't know.
Right.
But that's how uninterested
it doesn't get you anything else in DAZN, by the way. So if you think, oh, I get a DAZN subscription, you don't. You only get in DAZN to watch the basketball. Because I was like, oh, great. I can watch boxing too. They're like, nope. Because DAZN loves to make you bleed money.
You got with that.
Oh, I love this comment. It's Formula One this weekend. Better than overseas basketball.
I don't know about that, dude.
Is
Wembanyama in a race car?
I don't think he can fit in one.
He is the race car. So Lewis Hamilton is riding him.
What is the big matchup in Formula
One? He's got to be it. There's no way he could fit. His feet would be hanging out by the
wheel. No, you can't. Like, he is way too tall.
How many Lewis Hamiltons does it take to make a Wembanyama?
Oh, my gosh. He's like 5'7", 5'8". So
like 2.5.
So like 2.5 Lewis Hamiltons. And they're shorter drivers than him.
Who's the guy who won down here? He looked really tiny.
The one who won. It was Kimmy Antonelli. He's 19.
Put him on his shoulder.
Yeah, who's that guy?
He's Kimmy Antonelli. He's Italian. He's only 19 years old, and he's leading the World Drivers Championship right now.
How tall is he?
Ooh,
he looks like Tom Holland size.
Yeah, he's tiny. I don't think he's 5'3", Leroy. That's crazy.
A wee man.
Andrea Kimmy Antonelli. It says he's 5'8", but I'm not sure that I believe that. Saw him next to those Dolphin 5'8", players.
5'8", what, standing on a car?
Yeah, I don't think that he's 5'8".
I don't think so, dude. All right, listen, I get it. You know, I'm not surprised you guys are judging me. You know, it's fine. I'll watch it by myself, and I'll report back to you on Friday.
Yes, let us know on Friday.
But just be prepared.
Yeah, like, I have to imagine you're also going to be sending us text messages.
Well, once Jovic,
why do we need to watch?
Once Jovic kicks Wemby's ass, like, look out.
And it's going to mean what?
It's going to be big trouble for the NBA, dude. It's
you know,
big
every
trouble.
Summer when Jovic goes away to play basketball,
right?
You have this same energy.
I know. It's a conundrum. He needs to know how to. He needs to figure out how to bottle it up and bring it over here with him. Like, I don't know if it gets held up in customs or what, but I'm telling you.
I don't know what happened to him last. You know what? What I'm guessing happened as a young person, right? As a young person, you get in a rut, and veterans know how to fight through it. As a young person, you sometimes get frustrated, and it adds to it. You know what I mean?
Is it Frog? Was it Frog Boy's birthday today?
I don't know.
He is born in August, right?
It is his birthday.
Oh, man, we should tell him happy birthday.
He just posted a Tyler, the Creator video. That birthday video.
Of course he did. Of course he did. All right, well, happy birthday to one Cornelius Frog Boy Marcos Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Take a break. We're back after this.